outside the house and in the scuffle receives his own death wound. How's that?
Excellent, Inspector. I've no doubt you've got it.
Well, I didn't quite follow your explanation of the destruction of the busts.
The busts? Ah, that's nothing. Petty larceny, 6 months at most. It's the murder that I'm investigating.
And the next day?
Simple. I'll go down to the Italian Quarter, find the man in the photograph and arrest him. Will you come with me?
I think not.
Well, just as you like.
But if you'll come with us tonight, I fancy we'll be able to help you lay him by the heels.
You know where he is?
Well, I can't say for certain, but I do have great hopes.
We'll be going to the Italian Quarter.
No, to Chiswick.
Chiswick?
Mrs. Hudson, an express messenger, if you please.
Inspector? Inspector?
What the devil?
Oh, it's you, Doctor. Time, is it?
Yes. Very nearly. I must say, when he said tonight, I didn't think he meant it this sort of hour.
Oh, why do we do it?
Sometimes I wonder. Did you get any sleep at all?
Precious little. No offence to your sofa. Doctor.
Holmes's orders. Splendid. They've all retired for the night.
How very unusual of them. I hope you know what you're doing, Mr. Holmes.
I take it this is Laburnum Villas.
Ah, bravo, Watson. Yes, I thought it more likely than Lower Grove Road, Reading.
I'm glad you two know what all this is about, because I'm damned if I do.
Well, it's simple enough, Lestrade. We're going to catch your criminal in the act, if the odds fall in our direction.
And how long are we going to have to wait?
It may well be some time.
Wonderful. I don't suppose we can smoke, can we?
Better not to. At least it's not raining. What was that?
What?
He left that.
Is that him?
Wait. Look at him. He really is like a monkey. He's inside. Let's go closer. Yes, near enough, I think. Watson.
Ready.
Excellent.
There he is. He's carrying something.
Of course he is.
Now?
Not yet. Let him get away from the house. Now.
That's your knee.
Throat! Look out for the knife!
No, you don't!
Now!
I strongly advise you not to move. Are you all right, Mr. Holmes?
I believe so.
Good. Come here, you!
I did exactly as you told me, Mr. Holmes.
You did it superbly, Mr. Brown. Thank you.
Lights burning until 2. Window open a crack. The good emperor in the front room. Everything.
I hope there wasn't too much damage, Mr. Brown.
No, none at all, Doctor. None at all.
Excellent.
Though I feel bound to say that a little disruption would have been a price well worth the paying. My goodness, such excitement.
Pity about your bust, though.
Oh, I'm sure he is proud to have been of service.
Canalia.
That's quite enough of that kind of talk. Sit back there.
Oh, get back!
It is a nasty piece of work, isn't it?
He'll sing a different tune once we've got him back at the yard. Barnes knows all these gentry. You put a name to him, and you'll find that my theory of the mafia...
Le non sa niente della mafia.
Ah, you see? My theory will work out all right. Don't you think so, Mr. Holmes?
As a matter of fact, Lestrade, I do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm exceedingly obliged to you for the way you laid hands on him. As neat a job as ever I've seen.
Inspector.
So, that's another one over and done with.
I don't think so.
No?
Good. Why don't you call round at Baker Street again tomorrow? There are one or two details still to be finished off.
Are you sure?
Quite sure. Come for dinner.